After nearly a month of airstrikes on Afghanistan, residents leave the city of Kabul in ever-increasing numbers. While civilians are terrified, the refugees say the Taliban militia and those who support them remain spirited and ready for battle. NPR's John Burnett reports from the border city of Peshawar, Pakistan.
Three recently arrived Afghan refugee families say the Taliban regime is intact and in control, but life in the capital is growing more intolerable every day. Qazi Zada fled with his wife and seven children. They're sharing a house in the Peshawar suburb of Hayatabad with two other families.
The Taliban morale is still high. They have not had anyone killed. Only during the night they shift from one place to another. During the day everything is normal. It's very strange. Bombs are falling from the sky, but the religious police are still out beating me because I have trimmed my beard.
His statement about the Taliban moving around at night echoes similar observations in recent weeks. Fearful of U.S. bombs targeting military and government facilities, the Taliban have taken to sleeping in private houses, mosques, schools, and humanitarian aid offices. Residents and international aid workers say the Taliban is also parking truck-mounted anti-aircraft guns next to houses at night, further terrifying the occupants. Mohammed Safi, a Kabul engineer, sold his rugs and mortgaged his house to afford his family's flight to Pakistan 3 days ago.
The Taliban came to my house and asked to sleep there for the night. We said, we have families, for God's sakes. We can't let you stay here. We're afraid that if we were seen by the satellite cameras, the U.S. would target them, and we would definitely be killed. We said, please, go to the mosque and get away from our houses. And they went away.
Three brothers, Aman, 18, Rasood, 20, and Ramin, 22, who asked that their family name not be used, left Afghanistan over worries that they could be conscripted by the Taliban at any moment. Their father paid $18 apiece to have them smuggled through a mountain pass into Pakistan. They said they traveled with a group of women refugees, which avoided the attention of Taliban guards. 18-year-old Aman said neither he nor any of his friends feels the slightest loyalty towards the Taliban as it struggles for survival.
The Taliban said they announced for the people that it is a holy jihad, they said. It is a holy war against America. Every Muslim should take part in this holy war because it is a war between pagans and Muslims. But in my opinion, it is not a war between a pagan and Muslim people. They should extradite Osama bin Laden to America. They said that why we should kill ourselves because of one Arab.
Aman said he spoke to a Taliban militiaman last weekend and asked why they don't hand over Osama and end the war. Aman said the soldier replied, "We cannot hand over Osama because he is stronger than us. If we hand over Osama, his soldiers, the Arabs, will kill us." A UN relief worker who left Kabul a week ago reports that the capital, normal population 1.5 million, is now nearly half empty. Refugees say market prices have shot up 30%, schools have closed, hospitals are ill-staffed, there's a blackout every night, and the bombardments seem to be growing in intensity. Ramin, the 22-year-old brother, says his family's house is in the Haidanah neighborhood north of Kabul, not far from military base 315. He said a week ago an errant bomb aimed at the base landed on a house and the concussion broke all the windows in his home, which finally convinced the family to evacuate.
About 18 civilians were killed because of that bomb. I saw them with my eyes, the bodies, the dead bodies.
Despite the nightly bombings and civilian deaths, they said many Kabul residents still oppose the Taliban and are eager for former King Zahir Shah to return to Afghanistan and form a new government. 4 days ago, the three brothers joined the rest of their 11-member family in Peshawar for a joyous reunion. What's the first thing they did when they arrived? "We shaved our beards," they said. John Burnett, NPR News, Peshawar, Pakistan.